Football Today from CBS Sports.
Here we go.
Email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
Here we go.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
Let's go.
Now, here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
Bonus podcast, everybody. Trade deadline fireworks. We had some big trades. We got to talk about it and help you set your waiver claims now on this Tuesday. So here we go. Adam, Dave, Jamie, Heath. Who's the biggest winner from the trade deadline?
The deadline itself or just today?
Just today.
The Bears defense because Nathan Peterman is starting.
That had nothing to do with any trades.
He said that's why I asked.
Well, but like
it's a tie between Kenny Golladay and Marvin Jones.
It's a biggest win for Courtland Sutton.
Carson Wentz. Definitely Aaron Jones. No question about it.
Really? Aaron Jones?
They're all winners.
Aaron Jones gets a big win, yeah.
Yeah.
A big win? You talk about a guy who had like four touches a game at Ty Montgomery.
Okay, yeah, where do those four touches go?
Yeah.
How many carries a game did he get? He got two last week. Yeah, four or five. All right, fine. It's a win. It's a win. All right, good stuff. Yeah, I like it. Here's an email from Brian. PPR league. Now that Demaryius Thomas got traded to Houston, do I hold on to him or do I drop him for Courtland Sutton?
If that's the only guy you could drop, I'd drop him for Sutton.
I'm really struggling with the value of all of these receivers that have been traded to different teams because we don't have a lot of historical evidence for this type of thing.
Right.
And it is a lot to ask to learn the new offense, to build rapport with a new quarterback, and to carve out your place in the offense. So I have Thomas ranked higher rest of season, but there's a lot of upside with Sutton.
Let's go trade by trade. And we'll get to, we got a Wednesday show, obviously. We'll kind of recap our thoughts on Wednesday. And we'll talk about Ben Roethlisberger's broken left index finger, AJ Green's toe injury, CJ Beathard's status.
Which finger did he break? Was it this one?
I couldn't tell which one. I think that's the wrong hand. Yeah,
Pete.
I couldn't tell. Wrong hand.
There you go.
No, it wasn't that one.
No, not both of them. Only one finger.
Yes, yes. He's a little upset because Halloween is right around the corner. Houston getting Demaryius Thomas from Denver for a fourth round.
Wait, do you see what we dress up as an FFT tomorrow?
Oh, is that happening?
Of course.
Oh, excellent, excellent.
We're going to dress up like Adam Aids or none of us are going to shave or brush our hair.
Or teeth. Houston acquired Demaryius Thomas. So let's go one by one. Deshaun Watson, how much of a boost?
Stays where he is.
I think it's a slight boost. Post losing Will Fuller.
Yes.
But it's not a boost for what he's been so far, though.
Okay, fair. Kiki QT, do we still want to add him?
Yes, but not as to the same level as before.
I'd only get him in PPR leagues. And even then, it's kind of underwhelming.
So if Sutton and QT are out there, it's obviously Sutton, right?
100%. Sutton is the number one most added player you should be going to get right now.
How confident are you in Courtland Sutton?
Highly.
On the confidence-o-meter, I'm going to give it a 6 out of 10 on a breakout.
Those were 2 meters you mixed in there. Do we think Courtland Sutton's going to be better than Demaryius Thomas was?
Yes.
He should be.
Yeah, yeah.
He should at least be a touchdown-dependent receiver, but he's got explosiveness that Demaryius hasn't had for years. And now he's going to theoretically step into that role. That's 7 targets a week. His catch rate sucks. It's below 50% so far, but a lot of those throws have been deep balls that he's not necessarily going to have to get.
When you average 19 yards per reception, you're not generally going to have a very good catch rate.
Right, but now he's going to be asked to catch more passes that aren't 20-plus yards downfield, and that'll help him out. It'll lower his yards per catch, but it'll help his catch rate. It'll make him more productive.
Yeah, I would take him over Thomas rest of the way.
Would you rather have Larry Fitzgerald or Courtland Sutton?
Fitzgerald.
Sutton non-PPR, Fitzgerald PPR.
Agreed.
Is there any change in rest of season value for DeAndre Hopkins or Emmanuel Sanders?
No.
I think it's a slight boost to Sanders, but not a huge one.
I actually ticked him down 1 in the trade chart, Sanders. All Hopkins, right. Nothing.
No consensus at all.
No, but it's so minor. Like, I just think defenses will key on him a little bit more until Sutton breaks through. There's another receiver that if you're in a dynasty league, you can take a look at in Denver. His name is Tim Patrick.
Mm. Well, Deshaun Hamilton's the guy you want to take a look at.
Yeah, but he hasn't been playing. Patrick
next year
has
he'll be
been. Last couple of, sure, but he's already owned probably in dynasty leagues. Patrick might not be.
Okay, so what about Demaryius Thomas himself? Demaryius Thomas right now is the number 36 wide receiver in non-PPR, number 31 in PPR, and he has not had his bye. So on a per-game basis, it's not quite that. But one game with more than 63 yards. He goes from a team that is 20th in passing yards per game to a team that's 18th in passing yards per game, so not really a huge difference there. But Keenum does throw the ball more than Watson has been throwing, just not as well. It's Demaryius Thomas. I'm not even sure if I asked this yet, but value up, down, or the same for Demaryius?
Slightly up for me.
Right. I think he might get 10 more yards per game. And more importantly, he won't see some of his targets get siphoned off to Cortland Sutton, which is what
I've
been
happening.
But if
QT comes back, maybe a similar situation.
Could be.
I think it's a slight bump up overall. Greatly widens the range of possibilities.
Also, it's pretty cool that he's playing Denver this week. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully he plays. Don't know for sure, but I assume at this point, you know, he will be able to. And yeah, you know, it is kind of a trial run this season. Because you could look at Kelvin Benjamin last year, got traded and didn't really do much with the Bills, but it's a much different situation than Thomas. It's a much different situation than Golden Tate. Not as much of an opportunity. But yeah, you don't see trades midseason in the NFL that much. It's not that easy to just go into a new system. This is a new era of the NFL. This is really exciting. So let's go to, I think, an even more exciting trade. Philadelphia getting Golden Tate. I'm pumped about this. I am super pumped about this. Third round pick for Golden Tate. He is so much better than Nelson Agholor. And they're on a bye, so they get a week to integrate him into the system.
His second bye.
Mm-hmm.
His second bye, yeah. That's interesting. Will Golden Tate be more impactful than Amari Cooper? Will this be the big trade deadline deal?
For his value?
Yeah, for the guy who
got
traded.
No, this hurts his value.
You think so?
Yes.
Oh, he's maybe the biggest loser of the day.
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, he goes from a team where he was the number one guy in terms of targets to potentially third at best.
But there was a three-headed monster there in Detroit, and Wentz is throwing 37.5 pass attempts per game. Stafford threw 40 attempts last week, but before that he was pretty low, 30 or fewer. Wentz is completing 71% of his passes almost. He's playing out of his mind. I mean, I guess I could see where you're coming from.
I don't think
it's a better situation.
He's not somebody you're cutting or benching outright, but in terms of where he is coming from, I don't think it's like a oh my God, he's awful. But he loses. If you're just talking about from which side of this he comes out on.
Like, the thing is, I don't think Agholor and Jordan Matthews, they have no fantasy relevance, but I don't think they completely disappear from the offense.
One guy will.
And Tate was getting 27-28% of the targets in Detroit. Those two over the last 4 weeks have accounted for 25 combined. He's not getting 100% of what they were getting.
And that's not including Goddard.
Right.
Dave, your thoughts on this trade?
Yeah, I'm not as doom and gloom on it as Jamie and Heath are, but I do think it's a little step down for Golden Tate. Whereas he was getting 10 targets and 8 catches a game, and that might be a little too aggressive in Detroit, I think it's going to go down to maybe 8 targets and 6 to 7 catches per game in Philadelphia. The one thing that I really like about this for Tate is that he's going from a team that finally solved its running back riddle and started to phase out just how much they use Tate. Last week, notwithstanding, because he did have 12 targets, they were playing from behind. And now he's going to a team that has a tough running back situation. Philadelphia didn't address it at the deadline. They're stuck with Smallwood, Clement, Sproles, and Adams mixing and matching. And Tate's going to be an extension of that run game. He can also do a little bit as far as stretching the field. And that's the one thing that's been missing all along in Philadelphia's offense. They need somebody that can make plays downfield. And I think Golden Tate's going to be dispatched that way 5 times a game. Not necessarily targeted.
So that's
that
the case
way,
you're saying he's playing outside then more so than inside.
He could end up playing inside and outside. And
that
he
hurts
was doing
him,
a little bit about in Detroit. How does that hurt him?
Because he's better suited as a slot guy than an outside guy.
He is. But I don't think that necessarily hurts him. I think it gives him a chance to get some targets and quality targets at that, running routes that he wasn't necessarily doing as much of. I don't have the data in front of me for how many deep routes per game he was running or how often he was lining up outside. I think he's going to end up spending most of his time in the slot. But some of those routes will be deep routes.
So, and the other thing is, like, it's a loss if only because he has a bye this week when he was going to play, and next week in his very first game with the Eagles, you have the uncertainty, whereas you knew what he was in Detroit.
That's fair, too.
That's true. Yeah, he was so on pace for 100 catches.
Yeah, he's not going to get that now. And his value did go down in the trade chart. And, you know, just to go full circle here, Jamie said it best. You're not going to cut Golden Tate. I don't think you're necessarily going to start him. Well, you can't this week.
In PPR, you will. Week, in non-PPR, no.
I think if the guy...
He was borderline starter in non-PPR anyway.
If he's the guy 23rd in non-PPR, he's 16th in PPR. Go ahead, Dave.
I think you should check in with whoever owns Tate in your league, and if they're unhappy with the trade, you try and get him cheap.
Carson Wentz or Deshaun Watson, rest of season?
Wentz.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what I'm most excited about. I'm excited that Wentz gets another weapon, because I really don't think
he might finally be a top five quarterback again.
I wonder where he is since in the last 5 weeks.
He's got to be right there.
I bet he's pretty close. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though he isn't not finished higher than eighth, I don't believe, even last week. He's done it consistently every week. He's been top 12. So
I mean, he's no Trubisky, but
no
he's
bad
right
games. And honestly, like, I know you think he's third now, but is it possible that Golden Tate is better than Alshon Jeffrey?
Absolutely. It's the unknown. Go back to what we said when Carlos Hyde was traded. Is Hyde better than Fournette? Is Hyde better than Yeldon? Until you see it, you don't know.
Yeah.
That one will come down to just how quickly Tate assimilates into the offense and how well he does what the coaches ask him to do.
Looks like Carson Wentz is the number six quarterback since returning on a per-game basis.
And I don't know how you guys feel about this, but I would still put Tate ahead of the three receivers that have been traded. I'd put him ahead of Thomas, and I'd put him ahead of Cooper.
Would you put him ahead of Galladay or Marvin Jones?
No.
No.
All right, let's talk about them.
Big winners.
Boom.
Yeah, how about this?
Tough week this week, though, but big winners. If Rhodes plays.
Kenny Galladay has five games with five or more targets, and he's been great in four of them, and he had 7 fantasy points in non-PPR, 11 in PPR in the other one. So he's been good in one, great in four. Marvin Jones, kind of up and down. He's had also 5 games with 6 or more targets. He scored 5, 11, 12, 5, and 23 fantasy points in non-PPR. You know, he's not a huge catch guy. But big opportunity. So you'd rather have I knew you're going to take Galladay over Golden Tate, but you'd rather have Marvin Jones over Golden Tate?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm there in PPR.
Where does Cortland Sutton rank amongst the Detroit guys and Golden Tate?
I think behind all of them. He's right there with Tate.
He's behind the Detroit guys. I would take him ahead of Tate, and maybe not in PPR, but in non-PPR, I take him ahead of Tate, and I take him ahead of Thomas in both.
See, that's really interesting, because Cortland Sutton really hasn't proven anything, you know? And
He's made some plays,
but so has Golden Tate, obviously. And Golden Tate's got 4 straight 90-catch seasons. Cortland Sutton's a rookie who's got Case Keenum as his quarterback. You know,
it's just all about opportunity.
Yeah. All right. And then finally, Ty Montgomery to the Ravens. Is there a big impact here?
All right. Now we're getting to the big trade of the day. I like it. I don't think there's much here, because what are the Ravens expecting? They gave up a 7th round pick in 2020 for him. I think whatever he can do to help their run game out, they'll be happy with, but I don't think it's going to be a big role. And it's great in Green Bay because we got one less rat out of the rat race.
Okay.
It's bad for Collins and Javoris Allen.
I don't
potentially.
It makes me nervous about them for sure. It changes. Like, Jones is now a surefire number two running back for me.
And Williams gets a boost because he may be the one that plays on passing downs.
Yep.
Okay, Jamal Williams will be available on your waiver wire. Would you rather pick up
according to some sites, so will Aaron Jones.
Mm. Please. Jamal Williams or Josh Adams?
That's a good one. I think just given the fact that they didn't make a move at the deadline kind of tells you what they think of Adams.
Okay, so you go Adams. And Washington acquired safety HaHa Clinton Dix from the Packers for a 4th round pick.
Their defense is nasty.
That's a good move. And
it's a great move. It's a stupid move from the Packers' standpoint.
Great for anyone facing the Packers. And the Rams acquired defensive end Dante Fowler from Jacksonville.
Another great move.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably someone
you need all the pass rush help they can get.
IDP. All right, guys, thank you. Thank you for 15 fun minutes.
You sure? We're done? There was the other trade.
Oh, what trade?
It was the gotta go by.
I missed that. I must have missed that trade. Since I forgot to ask, JB can hop back on. Alex Collins or Aaron Jones rest of the season?
Jones. It was that way before the trade.
It was that way before that. I just wanted to ask.
It might be Jamal Williams over Alex Collins rest of the way.
Oh, well, I think that the Ravens just want Ty Montgomery to return kicks. That's my hot take there. LOL.
Aaron Rodgers wins and loses on the same day.
Why?
I can't imagine he's happy that they got rid of one of their better defensive players.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sorry that I made Jamie talk after the gotta go by. We totally ruined
it. Wait. But there's the other trade.
What was that?
The second one.
What a busy deadline. Bye, Jamie. Dave, play us out.
Na 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 na.